Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You find yourself rewatching the same TV show over and over again. Why do our brains love to rewatch the very same programmes? I'm joined in studio today by our own Rory Galvin and, of course, Alison Curtis from Today FM. Thanks a million, folks, for joining us on the programme. Do you have a go-to show, Rory?
Andrea, I have an all-timer here. My favourite show is...
How old do you think I am, Dorian?
Okay, there's no way to answer that and not get in trouble. Change the subject.
Sir, I would be honored if you and Enid would join me at my place on Sunday for some homemade jambalaya.
Well, it would be good for Enid to get out of the house.
Oh my God, he's actually thinking about it. Change the subject back!
You're 78, sir.
You think I'm that old?
Jambalaya.
I'm 57.
Yes, of course, that's Scrubs.
Yeah.
I mean, I think about 25 years old now.
Is that long? I suppose
yeah,
it is, actually. Yeah.
I remember it started filming maybe 2000, came out 2001, and that's just an all-timer for me. It's not only my favourite comfort show, I think it's my favourite TV show, bar none.
Really?
Yeah, I love it so much. And it's one of those things that I will always come back to. I mean, a lot of reasons, right? I think the show itself is just brilliant. It's about... first medical intern John Dorian. He starts at Sacred Heart Hospital in America, and it kind of goes through his journey about being a medical student, working his way up, eventually becoming a consultant, and all the wacky stuff that happens in a hospital. And I just find it so well made. It's funny, but it also makes you sad. And it can kind of have a whiplash effect where you'll be laughing your head off in an episode, but then also bawling your eyes out. And I think when it comes to like comfort TV shows, nostalgia plays a huge impact on it. And for me, that was one of those things we had on the TV in the house where I'd watch it with my mum when I was maybe a bit too young to watch it, depending on the episode.
What age were you?
Oh, Jesus. Like, I was probably 4 or 5.
And watching Scrubs.
Yeah, watching Scrubs. And like then later going on back to watch it, I was like, why was I watching this? And I don't know. But when you're younger as well, sometimes you don't get the things go over your head a bit and you laugh at other things.
What about you, Alison Curtis? I believe this is your go-to show.
I need that bed.
Why?
Because I need it. Because if someone were to break in here in the middle of the night wanting to murder us, they would attack this bed first. So I need this bed.
So you're saying that you want me to get murdered first? In front of you? And then what would you do? Would you just run away and leave me to bleed out on the floor?
Sort of. That was the plan, yeah.
Okay. Well, you can have the bed when I leave.
What do you love about Schitt's Creek, Alison?
Well, you know what? It's funny. I mean, it's everybody knows it's a Canadian setting. And I suppose this time of year is when I actually do aim to get back. And I watch a lot around this time of year just for the familiarity and the kind of nostalgia. But I mean, like, I'm sure you have talked about this. There is a science behind us all wanting to rewatch things, which is, you know, like kind of a comfort thing and therapy in its own way, because you're not stressed about what's about to come up because you know it's going to come up. So I definitely go back to Schitt's Creek a lot. I think it's hilarious. And I actually can't wait to start his new one. Dan Levy has a new one, Big Mistake. So I can't wait to start that one as well.
Were you a Scrubs fan?
No, do you know, I was going to say, when I was listening to that, I have such bad health anxiety, I can't watch anything set in the hospital, funny or not. No, I know it, of course. I do know it. And obviously it's come back.
I wasn't a big Scrubs fan at all.
Really? No. I feel like, I don't know, in some cases I feel like it's a bit maybe a bit underrated or something. You're right about the health anxiety. There are some episodes which will maybe traumatize you. But I don't know, it's something we always had. And my mom's a doctor as well, so it's kind of, we had that bond where we talk about like what was happening in the episode. And it's one of those shows also well known for being actually really medically accurate for some reason,
right?
Which you wouldn't think. You think it'd be maybe a more serious medical show would be more up to snuff. But yeah, it's something I just watch all the time.
Yeah, I wonder, is it that it's the point in time at which you maybe first watched the programme, Alison? Or is it the fact that, as you say, you know what's going to happen. There's no surprise in it. And does that kind of bring a kind of a calming effect?
Oh, definitely. Like, they've done studies on this, and that, because I actually was curious. My twin sister has rewatched certain movies so many times, and they're from our childhood. And I actually was like, I wonder what that is. And it is a total comfort thing. You don't get the same kind of dopamine rush and like fear factor, in the sense that you know exactly what's going to be coming, and you find it very calming. And sometimes you just need that little comfort zone. And I do think you're absolutely right, Andrea, that, you know, when you watch something as a kid and you enjoyed it a lot then, like, my heartbreak is my daughter doesn't like Star Wars, and I loved it so much, the original three. But, like, you do go back to it. It's like, I mean, I'm dating myself now, but, like, you know, E.T. and Star Wars and all those movies, and you're like, oh, they don't make them like that anymore, kind of stuff, but you love them from your childhood.
It's funny. This is the series that I love.
What is Joey's favorite food?
Sandwiches.
Correct. Joey had an imaginary childhood friend. His name was...
Maurice.
Correct. His profession was...
Oh, Space Cowboy.
Correct. What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. Is that something to do with numbers? And processing. Well, he carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster. That's not even a word.
I absolutely love the just total nonsense of it. It's brilliant. And I love the fact as well that it's made such a comeback, Alison, on TikTok. Like, it's every day that I'm scrolling, you know, just
totally.
And it's just clip after clip.
And it's funny because I was saying, actually, like, my daughter got into it too. And it is funny watching it back with kind of a new lens of different things. And you're kind of like, oh, well, you know, storylines and things like that. But in general, you just want to switch off and watch it. And it's because there were so many characters involved, like six, obviously main, that you always identified with one of them. And,
yeah.
You know, it's brilliant. It's hilarious.
You a Friends fan?
I wouldn't say I watch it as much as other shows, but it was another thing where it's like, it was always on the TV. So you just always
That's
end
so
up like,
true, actually,
whether you wanted to or not, you're watching Friends. You'd like walking by and someone would be having it on the TV or it would be out and about. And there's just it's so memorable, that show as well. There's so many quotes you can pull from it. And I think as well, streaming is so big for these kind of shows where something like The Office or Friends, they are usually actually at the top charts of these streaming platforms because people want to go back and rewatch them. And there's so many episodes that it's something you don't really get as much today. Is like the sheer amount of episodes per season you had on these shows. It might have been like, you know, how many episodes are there of Friends? Like hundreds, probably.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like, you know, even still, the fact that it's as popular as ever. The other thing I rewatched, it was recent enough, actually, in the last year or so, Desperate Housewives.
Oh, wow.
Were you
Jeez, that's take
all?
Me back. That's something my mum watched. So I am.
Stop,
Rory! Sorry, Andrew, not
You're
to.
Aging
not to
me.
Sorry. It's one of those things where it's like, she was watching it, so therefore, if I was bored, I was watching it as well. And I again, probably too young to watch that as well.
It doesn't have the same impact at all now as Friends, Alison, but there is something still quite likable about it.
Yeah, and it was one of those ones, like I was producing a breakfast show when it was at its peak, and I think it was one of those things, I hate admitting it, like when I was about to go for like a disco nap, I was like, I'm going to watch this, and then I'd fall asleep and I'd go, where am I in this? I mean, like it wasn't like the hardest plot line to follow. But actually, just mentioning the U.S. Office, that is definitely another one, and Parks and Recreation, that I go back to time and time and time again. And I watched the U.S. Office in the rotunda when my daughter was born, and my husband had to bring my laptop in, and I just fond memories of the first few days even of her life watching it now. So yeah, those are great ones.
Loads of listeners getting in touch with their own go-to rewatchable TV shows. I'm watching ER at the moment, the ER series for the third time. I find it comfort viewing. This listener says it has to be Only Fools and Horses. Yeah, quite a few people actually getting in touch suggesting that one. Judge Judy. Now, that's what I would never rewatch, but often actually before I maybe have the news on in the evening, it comes on around the 5 o'clock mark. Yeah. Early Doors, Manchester based comedy sitcom, unbelievably brilliant, says this listener. Another texter tells me when they were in their early 20s, we used to go out every night of the week except for Tuesdays because on Tuesdays, Friends was on the TV and the girls wouldn't go out with us, says this listener.
Oh, wow.
I know. And very finally, after the traumatic premature loss of my lifelong best friend, I needed a comfort show, but couldn't resort to my usual Friends as it reminded me too much of my own friendship. I discovered the Gilmore Girls, Parks and Recreation and Schitt's Creek instead, and they actually saved my sanity. So I now still rewatch the Gilmore Girls every autumn. That's lovely, isn't it?
Oh, that is lovely. That's a real mother-daughter show as well.
And the connection obviously with their, you know, their friend too, and the memories of that. It's lovely to hear. It's 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. We are looking for your favourite comfort TV shows. That's Rory Galvin, Alison Curtis. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.